Health care reform isn't the only issue moving through the California legislature with great speed. The closing days of the legislative session in Sacramento always are hectic, but the possible recall of Democratic Governor Gray Davis next month has ignited a new sense of urgency at the Capitol. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Several hundred workers came to the Capitol this week to protest part of a plan to reform the workers' compensation system. But their protest came too late. The bill is speeding through the legislature, and Governor Davis is eager to sign it. Things are moving fast because the governor wants to show that he's getting the state's work done, and Democrats see an opportunity, says State Senator Don Parada, an Oakland Democrat.
A lot of things are going on right now that, honestly, if there were no recall, we wouldn't be considering until next year. There's an effort to put legislation in front of the governor that he might sign, because we don't know who the governor might be a month from now.
And Davis, who is aiming to save his job, wants to shore up his base among environmentalists, gays, the unions. For example, there are bills to improve Central Valley air quality and the cleanliness of public school bathrooms. It's too late to introduce new bills, but it's not too late for the process known as gut and amend. That's when the language of a bill is deleted and replaced by an entirely new proposal. Assemblyman Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from Bakersfield, says bills are flying through the Capitol without legislative hearings and virtually no floor debate.
We need to draw out a little longer and spend a little more time debating public policy. The Democrats and the Davis Democrats should not be afraid to debate issues. They should not be afraid to let the public hear of what we're voting on prior to our vote.
And it's all about the recall, says McCarthy, but he can hardly finish his thought before he gets called away.
All members vote who desire to vote. All members vote who desire to vote. All members vote.
Earlier this week, a group of Republican lawmakers accused Davis of pandering to the Latino electorate by signing a bill making illegal immigrants eligible for driver's licenses. Republicans promised to launch a voter referendum to repeal the law. Dennis Mountjoy is a Republican assemblyman.
Governor Gray Davis failed the people of California when he signed the bill into law. He said he didn't care about California, but he cares about his job in Sacramento.
But within minutes, Mountjoy was challenged by Democratic Party operative Bob Mulholland.
The Republicans never miss an opportunity to bash Latinos. That's the Republican Party. Oh, that's all you ever do.
Bob, all you do is bash people.
Don't attack Gray Davis.
While the shouting match could be dismissed as so much street theater by two of the Capitol's more colorful characters, lawmakers from both parties say tensions are running high.
This is just the worst kind of environment to do political business.
Even State Senator Don Parada, a Democrat, says the atmosphere in the State House is poisonous.
I don't think most people have any idea of how destabilizing this recall is on the state of California. If we're doing little things like this in the last couple of weeks of session, I can imagine what investors and other people who are dependent upon California for their livelihood are doing. This is awful, and it's maybe an example to the rest of the country that you do not run representative democracies in this way.
The state legislature ends its session tonight. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.